This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Somebody who may know a little more than the average person is our friend Congresswoman Kat Kamick on the line. And good morning, Kat. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. We're doing great. It's a little chilly up here in Washington, but we're staying toasty.
Speaking of toast, I heard they have some kind of fire going on social media. What in the heck did you post? I didn't see it yet.
Oh, well, long and short of it is I called out our own side for hypocrisy and a double standard in protecting the swamp. Because if you are going to continue the same swampy behavior, I don't care if it's Republicans or Democrats doing it, it needs to be called out and we need to stop with the backroom deal BS.
What was the backroom deal you're referring to in this case?
So what happened yesterday was, as we all know, Delegate Stacey Plaskett, she's the delegate from U.S. Virgin Islands. She's been Jeffrey Epstein's tax fixer, took $30,000 in campaign donations, and took direction from him in a congressional hearing from Jeffrey Epstein about how to get Donald Trump. And so we were set to censure her and strip her of her committee titles on the House Intel Committee. Now, keep in mind, the House Intel Committee is incredibly important. It has all of our nation's secrets. You know, these members have access to that type of information. And to have Jeffrey Epstein's fixer with all of the very political and powerful allies that he and his orbit had, and she has access to that information, she needed to be stripped of that committee. So we were set to remove her from that committee. But in the 11th hour, literally in the 11th hour, we were told that if the Republicans took a dive on the vote to strip her of her committee, they wouldn't come after one of our own, a Florida member, mind you. And so a small group of us said, that's not right. If somebody has something shady going on, they need to be sent to the Ethics Committee to be investigated. Let them clear it. In the meantime, Stacey Plaskett needs to get off her committee. And a deal was struck. And it's just, it's incredible to me that you had Republicans taking a dive on a vote to protect one of their own who's facing their own ethical issues. And so she remains on her committees, and once again, the swamp strikes.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I mean, this Select Committee on Intel oversees the FBI, the CIA. I mean, there's not, I mean, those are America's secrets, and to have them in the hands of somebody that has shown they can't be trustworthy. I mean, does this all go back to her relationship she had with Jeffrey Epstein and some of the texts that have come out?
Yeah, I mean, and I served on the weaponization committee with her 2 years ago. We called her out when she started attacking RFK and said that anyone who is guilty by association shouldn't have a role in government. Well, ha ha ha. Look at Stacey Plaskett taking campaign donations, soliciting donations. And we know that she was, in fact, his fixer. Started out as his tax lawyer, helping him avoid some sticky tax situations, but then went on to be his political fixer and then became his pit bull, where she was taking literal direction. We have the timestamp text messages in real time where she is then interrogating Michael Cohen and getting the information directly from Jeffrey Epstein to ask in a congressional hearing with the intent to go after Donald Trump. And last night, Republicans folded in taking her off the one of the most important committees we have up here because they wanted to cover up for one of their own. That's wrong.
Well, it was only a few Republicans. Can you name them?
Lance Gooden, Bacon, and I forget the third one. Legitimately, I've been up all night fuming about this. But the thing that to me is the most important part is that this was coordinated and pre-negotiated with the Democrats. So the three Republicans that basically jumped on a grenade, they did so at the behest of someone, whether that is someone in leadership or someone in one of the caucuses in the Republican conference. They did this. This was a coordinated effort. And so everyone else is just standing around wondering, okay, what the hell just happened? That is the swamp in action. And I was told last night, calm down. Don't talk about this. You really should think about this, because they don't want people exposing the swamp and how it gets done. How ridiculous that it was a predetermined outcome of the vote based on a backroom deal. That is what everyone is sick and tired of, is the backroom deals. And the three Republicans, again, they didn't do this out of the kindness of their heart, because right now they're getting eaten up in their districts saying, why didn't you vote to strip Stacey Plaskett of her committee assignments? Little does the American people know, they did it to cover for a Republican.
And do we know who was getting the benefit of the cover?
Corey Mills.
Oh, okay. All right.
That is well documented. And I spoke to Corey last night and I said, this is wrong. I said, I think you should go to the ethics committee and let them clear you. If you've done nothing wrong, let them clear you. And he agreed. But again, a deal was struck. And I am so disgusted with the swamp. So yes. Disgusted. The bright spot is that yesterday, yes, we did release the Epstein files. I met with survivors, and their stories are horrific. And I mean, not a dry eye in the room. So that has been a bright spot in that we are finally moving this issue, and the Senate passed it unanimously. It now heads to the president's desk today, and hopefully that will be justice for these victims of this awful, awful man, Jeffrey Epstein.
Well, and hopefully after the Epstein thing, you know, moves along, shall we say, then we can focus. If you really care about these women that were clearly taken advantage of, is awful. What about the 300,000 kids that we can't track that came in during the Biden administration that we know now factually so many of them are caught up in the human trafficking or sex trade operations going on right now?
Yes, exactly. The selective outrage and the situational ethics at play here is, again, it'll make your head spin. Because as we were talking yesterday on the House floor during the Epstein vote, I had a few Democrat colleagues come up and I said, I'm so glad that you guys all of a sudden care about the issue of trafficking. Can we talk? And I mentioned this. I said, can we talk about the 300,000 kids that were literally lost by the U.S. government under the Biden administration and God knows where? Like, we know we've had reports of trafficking rings being busted and several kids being recovered, but that's 300,000. Those kids have been forgotten, and immediately they tense up and they're like, and they find a way to exit the conversation. We have to be better than the party politics. And if someone needs to be called out, then they need to be called out. And so we're going to keep on fighting. I know that puts a target on our back, but I quite frankly don't care. We have to do this to drain the swamp, and the trafficking element needs to be uncovered. President Trump has worked to get some of those kids recovered. I think we've found a couple thousand of them. But the rot goes so deep.
Yeah, I heard a number kicked around 30,000, which is tremendous considering it's been less than a year. But then when you compare it to the 300,000, that's 1 in 10. And there's a lot of kids that are probably suffering awfully right now as we speak.
Mm-hmm. And I think we have a real responsibility as the party in charge to find out what the heck happened to these kids. They were in U.S. government custody. And so we've got to get our stuff together and drain the swamp, find these kids.
And anybody who knew it was going on, allowed it to happen, that was in any position of power, hopefully they will get what's coming to them. And Congresswoman Kat Kamick, we always appreciate your time and look to hear from you again soon.
Appreciate it, Bob. Have a great day. Go Gators.
You got it. Yeah, I should have asked her who the new Gator coach is.
Oh.
Because she's on, isn't she on the Intel committee?
Whoops.
If she doesn't know.
Nobody knows then. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.